We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, and we're here on a Sunday afternoon with Brother Freedom. And in a few moments, we're going to begin. We want to pray that God will bless you, and that you will, we pray you'll listen very closely, because this could change your life. Father, we thank you for your wonderful goodness. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank you for touching many, many hundreds of people who are going to be listening to this in the days, weeks, and months that are ahead. Lord, we don't know what you're going to speak through Brother Freedom. He doesn't even know what quite you're going to say. He kind of has a general direction, but you're going to direct it. We just thank you for touching him in a wonderful way. We thank you for touching his lips, his voice, his breathing. We're so glad that you've healed him, Lord, and you are healing him. You're raising him up from that stroke, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Savior, we thank you and we give you praise and honor. We thank you that you're so real, so blessed, so wonderful, oh, so compassionate, so in tune with all things, knows all. And Father, we want to praise you. We want to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for that great gift that he's bestowed on all mankind. However high, small, little, big, black or white, yellow or red, whatever complexion we are, to all people, he's died that we might live, that we might have eternal life, that we might be able to grow in the process of being processed and taught, tutored by the Lord our God, which wants to help us, to enable us, that we will be more than conquerors through him which loves us. And we thank you that you're real. We thank you most for what you stand for. And you said that without holiness, no man shall please God or see God. And Father, we thank you that you stand upon that. You stand upon a new life, a new hope, a new direction. And it's written in the Word. We thank you because that's real. That's what you're part of. And we thank you for also for greater is he that's within us than he is in the world. And we thank you that you have given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love and a sound mind. I pray this day for this mighty audience. We pray for those who have went through struggles, through times. We just want to be your friend. We want to be your brother and sister in the Lord. We want to help you meet your needs. We want to work through the gift of God, which means compassion, through his love. And we don't ask anything back. We just want and desire your friendship, your blessing, that you become a blessing for us. When you have time, I wish you would pray for this ministry, because God called me years ago, 30 years ago basically, told me at the latter days when I got old, very different color hair, at that time he was going to use me. And this gospel is going to go to all four corners of the earth. And I didn't know how that was going to be, because I never imagined myself going to different cities and preaching the Word of God. I never had it in my heart, but Lord had birthed that in my heart years ago that was going to take place. And my dear friend told me, said, you know, we need to get these words out on the internet. You know, that was God speaking into my heart, because I had really never thought about internet. I really didn't even know what internet was about. I don't really know some of these technologies that man, a lot of people know on, you're probably out there, you're so familiar with, but I wasn't familiar with it. And I told my therapist the other day, I said, you know, I said, how do I stack up with people that get their education from books and all that? So I said, the only education I have is through the Bible. And I said, it's God's handbook for me. And he said, you should do good. So I want to say that I have nothing to boast about. I have nothing that's, you have a greater, just as great a contact with the Lord as I have. You, all of you out there, I want to encourage you to just open your hearts up to the Lord and pray earnestly to him, and he will make himself known to you as he has to myself. And he wishes this family to grow in this last hour. He wishes for us to fulfill the all these chambers that he has in heaven that need to be occupied. They're there for you and they're there for me. We don't want to miss out on this wonderful blessing that's going to come to pass. And it's there available. God wants to seek him in a very special way and believe it is going to come to pass. So I'm going to want to believe with you. You believe with me. We're going to see great and mighty things come to pass. We're going to see great miracles. We're going to see great things that's happened. I'm already seeing great miracles taking place. And I imagine you are too, because you know, with me here talking this day is a miracle itself. I was on my back about a month ago. I couldn't move. But you know, God's given me a couple words. He says, "Lo, I'll be with you always." Well, you know, that's really a wonderful statement. You know, out there, I want to give that to all of you out there today. God wants to be with you always. He wants to be with you in the street. He wants to be with you in the hospital. He wants to be with you in the market. He wants to be with you on your job. He wants to be with you through your place of worship. He wants to be with you in all areas. He wants to be in your home. He wants to divide your heart in a very special way. He wants to help you. He wants to support you. He wants to heal you. And for Robin this day, we pray for God's healing in her life. We claim it as this day, in the wonderful name. For those out there that have a need, we claim your healing this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for that great power and none other name in heaven where we can be saved. But in that wonderful name from Jesus, we can receive healing. We can receive the atonement of sin. We can receive a new life, a new pardon, a new walk in heaven. And that's going to take place very shortly. And Jesus is coming through the clouds of glory very soon. And all of us must go seek God. He's coming for those who's looking. Apostle Paul said, "I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I henceforth kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not to me only, but those that love his appearing." So all of us out here, we love his appearing. And we're waiting patiently. We're waiting patiently for that day to arrive. Because God says in James that he's waiting patiently for saints upon earth. For they'll be coming to that place of fulfillment. We have a bottom line that God, we're going to live with our Heavenly Father forever. And that's what this all of this work upon earth is about. That this heaven and earth shall pass away. And all this world is going to pass away. But the Lord through it all is going to bring us a new creation. He's going to give us a new hope. We'll get to live it through eternity. Isn't that going to be a wonderful day? That's going to be a happy hour. That's going to be a blessed hour. Just live with your Heavenly Father in his presence forever, forever, and ever, and ever, and never, no end. I mean, you're just going to live there all the millenniums, all the time. And for these people that count very seriously on a few days of struggle, but it's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all if you invest in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful that you can't imagine. The Bible says it is not written, the eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, and hasn't in the heart of man. The things are prepared for them that love God. God has promised us the windows of heaven. He wants to bless you. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to be by you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants you to be a better doctor, a better lawyer, a better person. He wants you to be a better housekeeper. He wants you to be a better husband. He wants you to be a better mechanic. He wants you to be a better salesman. He wants to be with you right where you are through life. You don't have to go down and be a pastor. God says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest." God is better than the whole world. "Come unto me, all ye people. I love you, my child, children. Come, and I, the Lord thy God, will lift thee up. I will strengthen thee, and I'll heal you. I'll bring health to you, and I'll bring direction." Just think about those directions that God can help us through the times when we don't understand. Through our times, the difficult times. That he'll break the way, he'll make a way for us. He will go tunnel through that mountain that's before us. And he will come in, and it was like a mighty, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. That means God is bigger than whatever is facing us. We can see things in life, and we get licked from the problems, and pretty soon we're not looking for the one that can solve it. There's going to be problems there, but God is bigger than anything we face. He's bigger than life itself. He's bigger than everything that we've ever seen before. And he's going to be bigger than anything we'll ever see again. He is bigger because God is God. And we have the right to come into his presence with singing, to have love in him, to bless him, and walk in his blessing. He wants to bless us. We will bless the Lord. He will bless us in return. We need to call upon God, and God to call upon us in a very powerful and a very special day. This is not the message, but I just want to say thank you, everybody out there. We just love you, and we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful day, and we pray that you'll be part of us. got a big family, and I'd like for all of you to write in to my brother. Let him realize who we're out there, and we'll try to acknowledge you. We'll try to make contact with you, and we'll want you to know that we're praying for you, and we're, our whole life is involved in getting you all out there ready for Jesus. That's what our mission is getting you ready, the whole world ready to see Jesus. We know that that's coming soon, and everybody needs to be ready. They need to be seeking God. Their whole heart needs their affectionateness of our Heavenly Father and what He's planned for man. And the plan is very gracious, very wonderful, very wholesome. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness gift. And we ask this, let's pray this day for your people in a mighty way. And we pray, Father, that you'll speak to our hearts and the word this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory to God. What the Lord has laid in my heart today is about the anointing. You know, the anointing is something that's God's part. If we have an anointing, it's not for the anointing of Brother Freedom, but it's the anointing that God puts on this person, this temple that I am. He anoints it with His Spirit. So greater is He that's within me than He is in the world. It's available for all mankind. It's available for women, men, boys and girls, grown-ups, old people, who we are. God's available to help you through life itself. Sometimes life is not fair. Sometimes we face difficulties. But through this difficulty, through times of uncertainties, I would like to speak that there's uncertain things that we're going to face, and we always need to be ready. When that stroke come upon me, I knew that I was going to go through something. But when it did, I didn't even know it was a stroke. When these things happen in life, we don't know it until we become the victim. We become the recipient of that evilness or whatever happens to us. But God is with us. Our Heavenly Father says, "Lo, I will be with you always." And that's what He told me. "Lo, I will be with you always." And I thought that's got to be the greatest words that I've ever heard in my life. It just touched me so much that hospital then he says, "Lo, I'll be with you always." I said, "What am I going to fret?" He says, "Not fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither by ambers and workers of iniquity." I didn't have nothing to fret about. I knew that I was in perfect hands, that God would not let me go. He says He will not withhold no good thing for them that walk upright from Him. You know, many times I think that God is so merciful that our steps are ordered by the Lord, but He even allows us to make a few stumbles. Let's do bad little steps, and He's still with us. He understands that we're made up clay. He understands that we're able, prone to make mistakes. But through those mistakes, He wants us to come back to Him, come back to that responsibility daily that we need help from Him. And that's done through repentance, through seeing God and saying, "Lord, I'm sorry." We may have to say, "God, I'm sorry," 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Hopefully, we don't know, but God is there to have His hands stretched out to us. He's got His hands stretched out. "My children, come, seek me." I can just hear His voice. He says, "Call me this day, and I'll help you. Come, my children, come. Be ye steadfast, unmovable." And God will meet our needs. "Always upon the work of the Lord, nor in our labor is not in vain." Our labors are not in vain, Lord. What we do for God, I have a very raspy voice today, but I pray that you'll understand what I am saying. I'm endeavoring to doing the very best that I can do, and I pray that you will get the through reading today. I know it's real, necessary, that this word goes in your heart in a very powerful way, because God's word does not go forth void. It will accomplish the will of God, but it needs the anointing on it, and that's what I'm going to speak about today. And John, it talks about, and a lot of churches don't know anything about this, but there's truly, I know it, really, Brother Freedom knows a lot about this. But it says, "The anointing which you have received of Him, that's the Holy Ghost, abideth in you." Now you think about that, "But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you." That means that God, when He comes in there, it's not just to give you a gift and then walk off and leave you. No, He's there for your duration. He's there with you through the whole hall of life. There's times when you go, "Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." For all those times, though I'll be with you always.
God will not let us go. We need to call upon him and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. Greater is he that is within us and he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. God is a wonderful God, but he does this through the anointing of Spirit. Now there's different anointing. There's a preaching anointing, but there's anointing also that comes to your heart. Great peace have they that love God, and nothing shall offend them. If I mean my words, abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done. There's a supernatural strength that comes down. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When I was in the hospital bed, I knew I was happy, and I had a supernatural strength that couldn't be challenged. It couldn't be come against me because it was real. It was the strength of God. God come down when I was in a very low place in life, and God was there. I knew he was there. I was so happy. I was even laughing. And people couldn't understand it. They thought I was high on drugs, but I've never been high on either one. I was high in the Lord. And this anointing which God has is a wonderful, it sustains you. It helps you through the times of struggles, the times when you have a heartache, when you're going through a trial, when you don't know what the answer is. You can feel that love of God, all the glory of God upon you. Don't you love it when God just comes down and just pours that love, that anointment of God comes down and saturates you with the glory of God upon you? There is nothing that compares that. There's nothing in this world that you can achieve will compare with our God. He has wonderful gifts. He has wonderful pardons. And he will bless you. He will save you. He will keep you through times of discouragement. He will come and find you and help you and deliver you. You know, we get so discouraged. Many people get discouraged. God does not give us a spirit of discouragement. He's there to help us. That comes to the enemy. The enemy of your soul, he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. God wants you to give abundant life. The enemy wants to take your life. So you just, as the Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. For me and my family, I want to choose God. I want that anointing. I'm selfish, I guess. I don't run to be a selfish person, but I am a pig after God's holy. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I hunger after God. I thirst after God. And I want his best. And I want the best for you. I want you to live in his presence. I want you to live in his deity, in his blessings. You might be a vessel of praise, that you may be a vessel of honor, that your life would shine so brilliantly, that your life would show many people the way to heaven. The way you live will be a sign everywhere you go that that loved person loves Jesus Christ, that the Spirit of God is upon you. You don't have to tell about nobody where you are. They just know that you've been with Jesus. They know that you've been in the presence of God. They know there is no question where you're at because the anointing of God is upon you. That anointing is there to break the yokes of darkness. When you face the problems of destruction or the times of temptation, God gives you an overlay of his blessing, an overlay of his power. You have an overload of blessing upon you and combat in the darkness that comes your way. That darkness comes and lurches at you with fierceness, and you, yet you got the power of God. Greater is he that's within you. By the time you're relaxed, you're in love of God, you're walking in victory, and you don't even understand where the world's at because you're walking in God's presence. In his presence, full of his joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. You can enjoy this. That his presence is there for you to enjoy this day. If you don't know Jesus, you can know him. You can know the fullness. You can have this. God's going to bring a revival in this last hour. And this is the day to start. God's going to come down in a supernatural way, America, and bless you. God's going to take a little old nothing that I am, and God's going to catch people because I have nothing, but God's going to do it because I'm going to speak it, and God, what I speak comes to pass. If you want to be blessed, then receive it this day. Take it in your heart right now. You say, I want to be blessed, God's going to bless you. So you just open your hearts up out there all over the world and Romania, Africa. Open your hearts up this day to God. Allow him to come into you. Allow him you to be able to receive that peace, that pardon. It's flowing through this channel right now. It's going into your life. It's going there to take this day. You receive it with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. God's here to save you. God's here to reestablish you. God's here to restore you in a very vital way that you live a proper life of holiness in his last hours. When people fall apart, all around you gets rougher than sea in the world of life, you'll be happy. You'll not be no longer by the channel that most people are in, because you're happy at the channel of God. God wants to do some supernatural blessings. He wants to bring fulfillments of His blessings upon you. You know, the devil's had his way too long, and God's here to take over. God's here for those who will seek Him. God's going to bless you. God's going to send His angels around you, and they're going to camp around God's beloved, and there's going to be a good day very shortly. And you're going to have supernatural help. You're going to have a supernatural power. But those who do not call upon God, they're going to get away, and they won't catch this day. This day is catching by real quickly. You must take hold of it this day. You must reach out. You must call upon God. This is the day to accept God's love. He's here to forbid you, to help you, to enrich your life in such a powerful way that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will have a stand and a stronghold against that one. He will not be able to pull you down. He will not be able to take away what God has given you. God's given you an inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. But the anointing is the power that our churches should have. That anointing comes against principalities, against powers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness. And those that have the anointing have the power from God to be able to come against those things that are just crushed out. They're gone. They're defeated. And that's the kind of God that we have. He is bigger than what we face. He's bigger than life itself, because He is life. He is eternal life. He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. He has the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but in the wonderful name of Jesus. He's here to give you pardon. But please, dear folk, don't come no longer against the blessed Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is where the anointing comes from. He is the power. Many churches have canceled Him out in their services. And I'm here today to encourage you. Let the Holy Ghost come in your churches. Let Him come in your sanctuaries. Tell your pastor that needs to pray through if they don't want Him, because you need the Holy Ghost in your life. You need the old-time power. You need that old-time anointing. I'm going to read a little bit more of this. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. That goes against a lot of the teachings of man. I can say this, I know, because God taught me, that He's able to cope with all the colleges, universities, all the big eyes, the big ones, these gigantic pastors that claim to know everything. But God's bigger than all them. He's bigger. Now, if they want to take that credit, they can have it, because I don't want it. I'm just nothing without God. But I know what little I have, God can multiply it. So I'm just like a sand in the sea. I give God my sand. Pretty soon He multiplies this. And just like this vision my friend had. You probably get it on the internet. My brother Clint had a vision one time that I was like a little man with a brown suit. And I stood down about, he was way towered in the stream, this vision he had. But you know, when the Spirit of God came upon that little man, I grew. And that's really me. Brother Clint, that was really a vision. Because that's me. I'm nothing, but I grew. And it was Jesus. And out there, you just see there where you are today. Many of you, that's what you need. You don't need to be saved. Just begin to be blessed. And God will use you. He'll make His face upon you, face to shine upon you. And He'll be gracious unto you. And He'll bless you. He'll bring healing to your life. And He'll bring blessings to you. God is the answer for the season. And the season is that God's coming back through the clouds of glory. The signs of the times are beholding His day. And we need the anointing to be able to keep us in a place of availability. We're available. Our sound of the trumpet. We need to be in that place that we're hearing. We're not defeated. We're not going down. We're not taken up in with sins that need to be forgiven. We're not in that place in confusion. We need to be above confusion. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. And I want to just encourage all of you out there. God is the reason. And I don't want you to be discouraged no longer. Remember that Brother Freedom will pray for you. And will uplift you and help you. I want to pray that God will meet your every need. But all of you out there in the sound of my voice, you all need the anointing. That's God's tool that will help you. It's a tool that's so needful. And we put it back in the, without much even spoke about it no more. People have their own anointing. They practice sermons and they get up and spend many hours a week. But God wants to use people through the time that you don't even think about it. The Spirit of God moves upon you. The Spirit of God is in you, should be, and when it's in you, He wants to be the leader. So when He takes over, you're going to say things by God's help. You're going to get aid helping you in direction and knowing where you should be. The Spirit of God is here for a very definite reason. In His last hours, His children will not walk in confusion, not walk like in the wilderness, walking round and round the same country. And the children of Israel become walking in confusion, walking not delivered, walking not touched from heaven. But God, Heavenly Father, wants us in this last hour to be in perfect harmony and perfect walking in unison. Can two walk together unless they agree? That's why we need the Holy Ghost the hour. Mankind, we're all different. We all see things different. That's why God has to have, in the last hour, a unity of the Spirit. That's why He said we must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. God's here to rearrange your life. Hopefully you can hear me. God's here to bless you. You know what you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not for any man. This may shock you, but you don't need for any man to teach you. It wouldn't be in the Word of God if it wasn't so. What you need from man is getting to Jesus, yes. From salvation on, you need to get out of man's hands and get into God's plan. You need to get out of man's hands into God's plan. God has a plan for all people. He uses men to get people to salvation. And after we get through salvation, God has a new hope, a new blessing, and it's called Holy Ghost power. It's called the blessing of God coming to our life, that we might receive an overpowering Spirit of God to help us through this life journey. That we have His blessings, that we have His knowledge, we have direction, we have peace when everything's going hard, or when everything's going wrong. And out of this day, I have been brought down to a place of a real low position. And I have to trust totally on the Lord our God. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful this day that He is real. He's here to bless you. He's here to rearrange your life. That you'll no longer be wanting, but you'll be living in prosperity in the Spirit of God. You'll walk above reproach. You'll walk in the love of God. You'll walk in heaven's delight. You'll walk in His love. You'll walk in His shelter, His protection. You know that God has come as a valid work that man has sought out. And I've been in their meetings. I know what they're talking about. They don't want anything that comes other than from their getting it. Well, I'll tell you out there, men, women, whoever you are, you try doing it yourself, you're going to stumble. You're going to stumble. God made it purposely that way for you, and the churches, many of them are stumbling. You need to have a new counter. You need to power up new. You need to repower and have the Holy Ghost of the hour and real with the anointing upon you. Then you're going to do great and mighty exploits. You're going to do great works. But in yourself, you're going to have struggles. I'm prophesying this. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have heartaches. You're going to have bitter destruction. You're going to see your church falling apart. But if you give it to God and follow the Holy Ghost, He will make you a winner. He will make you where you walk in victory. And you'll agree with your brothers from that time on. You'll be in one spirit. So you'll agree with the next person now. You won't be in contradiction. You won't be in argument. Many people now argue about everything because they're not in the same spirit. God's here to bless you. But the more knowing what you've received, and you need not any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie. God doesn't tell lies. He speaks the truth. It says, abide ye in him. That lets me realize that what I have, I don't have to worry about. I can keep in it. God's not going to pluck me out of class and say, don't see enough work in you. No, God's gracious. I can continually abide in it. It's not something that I'm going to lose. It's permanent. I'm going to live. You're going to also, God's not going to dump you down the road because the enemy says that you're not doing good. Because the enemy's going to speak to all of you out there, myself included. He'll tell you lies. He doesn't speak the truth. The truth is that God before you, who can be against you? The enemy will come and tell you they're not worth nothing. You're not worth the salt. And you'll pretty soon you'll start listening to that old rascal. And pretty soon you're down, you're out. You're walking in shambles. You're walking in shame. You're walking in improper attitude. You think of things that's evil. But just tell him that greater is he that's within you, he's the world. And when he comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against the enemy. God is here to save the righteous. Walk in his presence and he will save you. Draw nigh to God. God's going to draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. God has given us eternal law and that law is trust. You can have faith in it that it will come to pass. It's God's here today to bless you, to strengthen you, to walk in his anointing. Walk in his anointing. I've seen hundreds of people healed. I've seen people raised up from the dead. I've seen these things, and I give it to God. God is real. He's faithful. He's here to save you this day. He's here to bring healing to Robin this day, to bring here to blessing all over the people, all the world. He's there to meet your need. It doesn't make any difference where you are this day. If you can hear my words, they're not my words, but it's God's word. I take no credit for myself. God is God and he's real. He wants to bless you. He wants to pour upon you a blessing that you cannot contain. He wants to make himself real to you. He wants to make himself known unto you. He wants to have you, the wise, shine as the stars. The wise of God. We need to be wise in the Lord. We need to be available to his coming. He's coming soon. And this sign of the times are truly here. In closing, the weather is the prediction. I watched the weather for this last year, and weather is changing rapidly. We're seeing things that's not normal, and this is just another coming, saying that God's coming is very soon. We're going to see great and mighty things. Signs of times are going to come up very evident, very fast, and you need to have Jesus. You need to have your hand and a nail-scarred hand that Jesus, the one that has saved you, the one that will pray with you, the one will keep you the hours of temptation. He will deliver and set you free, and you will be more than conquerors through him which loved you. Jesus will make it possible that you can be included in his heavenly kingdom. You'll be ready when the trumpet of God shall sound, and all people need to keep their eyes upon the Lord because he's coming soon. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We need to prepare this day. America needs to prepare. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming. Be ready. Be watchful. He's at the door. Call upon him and he will deliver you this day. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I'm fighting to speak this day and I want to do God's will. I want to bless God and I want to bless you. I want to see you walk in victory. I want to see you walk in blessed harmony. God wants to take away your heavy burdens and give you a new slate, a new power, a new intake from heaven that you'll be happy every day of your life. And I believe out there that every one of you can be happy. You can be a happy as a man whose God is the Lord. And when you'll be having God as your Lord, you will be a happy person. And God will save you. He will keep you. He will strengthen you. He'll uplift you. Abide in him, his words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way this day. I pray that he'll do great and mighty things. And we pray for this wonderful day. We pray for the gift of healing upon many this day. I pray again for Robin. I pray again for all those out there that you have a request this day. I pray that God will heal you. God will meet your need in a very powerful way. If God be for you, who can be against you? So God is greater than whatever you're facing. Give it to God this day, and we thank you, wonderful people. We thank you for your kindness. I thank you for praying for me and being so good to me, and I thank you. We thank you for the flowers and all the things that have come my way. I thank you for all these wonderful words that spoke come in about your thanks through this program, this internet section, but God is the one that caused it to happen. God gets all the glory. God gets all the praise. And I pray that God will bless you, keep you in the center of His will. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father. We thank you. We praise you. We lift up the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. We praise you. We exalt you. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you for your being so real. God bless you evermore.